This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Fridays, we turn our attention to how mental health shapes the lives of North Texans. Today, how to sort through the alphabet soup of credentials a therapist may have. If you look closely at a therapist's business card, you'll see a string of letters after their name, sometimes LPC or maybe LCSW. What exactly do those mean? KERA's mental health reporter Saida Hassan is here to decode all of this. Hi, Saida.
Hi, Justin.
So is that a pile of business cards in front of you?
It is. So, Justin, these are all cards that I've gathered from therapists in the past few months of reporting on mental health. And as you can see here, they all have a different string of letters after their names. Here's one from a psychiatrist who's got DO after her name. That stands for Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine. This one says LCSW, which stands for Licensed Clinical Social Worker.
And I'm looking around here. It's a lot of business cards. Mm-hmm. This one says LCDC?
Yes, that stands for Licensed Chemical Dependency Counselor.
So all of these people provide some sort of therapy. Why are their qualifications so different?
These credentials often signal the type of therapy that someone practices. They can tell you about a provider's specialty or focus, which can be helpful if you're looking for help with a specific mental health issue. Take the LCDC, the Licensed Chemical Dependency Counselor that you pointed out. He works specifically with addiction issues. And of course, those string of letters can also represent a degree, like a PhD or a master's degree. It can also indicate that the therapist has a license or certification that authorizes them to practice in a given area. Another complicating factor is that licensing requirements vary from state to state, so we often see different titles around the country.
Can you walk us through some of the common credentials for therapists?
Sure. So let's talk about psychologists and psychiatrists, what most people think about when they think about therapy. So if you see a psychiatrist, they are likely to have an MD or a medical degree, or they may have a DO, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine. Because of that training, psychiatrists can prescribe medication, unlike most other types of therapists. For psychologists, you can see a range of different credentials. As far as education, the American Psychological Association says, at a minimum, psychologists should have a doctoral degree. So you're likely to see PhD or PsyD after a psychologist's name.
But a therapist doesn't have to be either a psychiatrist or a psychologist, right?
That's right. There are plenty of therapists who have different credentials. Some patients might see an LCSW, or Licensed Clinical Social Worker, or an MSW, that's someone with a master's in social work. Those professionals can be trained in psychotherapy. And another common credential is LPC, which stands for Licensed Professional Counselor. These therapists are trained to treat and diagnose a range of mental health conditions.
I'm sure a lot of people listening are wondering, with so many options available, how can someone go about finding the right therapist?
Well, most people will take a look at their own mental health concerns and then find someone who's qualified to help. There are databases like Psychology Today, which is a really popular one, and those can help you find a therapist in your area. A few weeks ago, I also reported on the growing number of online directories for finding therapists of color. Maybe that's an important consideration for you. In listings like those, patients can get a breakdown of a therapist's education and background. But of course, there are other factors to consider. It's not always easy to find a therapist who meets your mental health needs, is taking new patients, and say, takes health insurance. So the search process can involve some trial and error. And in the end, patients might not even give a passing look to that little string of letters on their therapist's business card. I've put together a guide to all of those credentials on kernews.org.
Thank you, Saida.
Thank you, Justin.